The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome, Miss Stephanie Sam, to Freedom 106.5 FM. She is a counseling psychologist in, well, she has a master's in counseling psychology from the University of the West Indies with distinction, Cave Hill, Barbados. She is a member of the Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists with experience working with youth, children, adults, and individuals with special needs. Stephanie is passionate about promoting mental wellness and providing a safe, confidential, and ethical practice. She also has successfully completed the Caribbean Climate Health Responder course led by PAHO, UWE, Columbia University, and EarthMedic. As Ms. Sam remains committed to empowering individuals through mental wellness, education, and advocacy. With a passion for creating safe spaces, fostering resilience, and promoting psychological well-being, she continues to make a meaningful impact in the lives that she serves. So welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. An interesting topic to deal with in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. And strange enough, one of the clips that I played just yesterday was Dr. Holness talking to or referring to the assistance of persons like yourself on the ground in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa, because in some cases, persons have nothing. Total destruction. This is like persons who just completed homes, just bought a new car, you know, thought they were
devastating.
Yeah, and thought that they were quote unquote winning in life, and then here comes a hurricane to just bring you right back. So let's start off with the first question: how do natural disasters affect our feelings and peace of mind?
Right. So when we talk about natural disasters can definitely bring a sense of sadness, uncertainty, that fear within you, and even grief. Grief in the sense of not only the loss of homes or loved ones, but the loss of belonging, the loss of routine. And many persons experience that is especially after the impact of a natural disaster. Individuals may experience that sense of numbness. They may have that sense of shock because they're still trying to grapple with the impact of a natural disaster. And these experiences can definitely impact an individual's mental health. Some individuals in the long term may experience symptoms of irritability. They may become overwhelmed, anxious. They may have trouble sleeping. So definitely natural disasters can impact our emotional well-being. And recently we have seen that with Jamaica. I want to say that even those not directly impacted by a natural disaster may be affected. So seeing photos on social media, they may elicit that emotional feeling or sense of worry and fear. And that sense of sadness. And in Trinidad and Tobago, we are experiencing that, seeing our brothers and sisters in Jamaica experience this massive devastation, which is so heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, as much as we like to think God is a Trini and we've been blessed to avoid many of these systems, you know, it does give us a little insight. Well, actually a whole lot of insight as to what can happen, and what we may have to deal with if a system like that does hit us. Why do different people respond so differently to the same disaster or tragedy? I like this question. How? Because some just might be, and others, you know,
So some persons may definitely be impacted and others may just, they seem like they don't care. So now responses vary widely because of a person's past, whether they may have experienced trauma before or their personality, their coping skills, their support system. Some may have that strong support system while others don't. And I think it's everybody's different. We may experience things differently. Some persons may think other persons don't care, but that's not the reason. They may actually still try to process and internalize what they're dealing with, and that's their coping method at that present moment. So everybody's different based on our personalities or background and social support. Social support is shown to be one of the biggest impacts for sound mental health. And many persons who may not have social support may sometimes struggle. So how I would cope would be different from how you would cope. And how you would experience something would be different from how someone else would experience. So everybody's different based on their personality. And we all process loss and disruption in our own way.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. How do natural disasters affect not only the directly impacted, but also the neighboring countries socially and emotionally, like Trinidad and Tobago?
Yeah, so the ripple effect can be quite broad. And going back to the impact of Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica, we right here in Trinidad and Tobago have been impacted emotionally and logistically. Looking at those photos on social media, it has definitely, elicited a response for us to help. That is our brothers and sisters in the CARICOM region. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we may have our own family members and friends or even our own students, mm-hmm. UWE students across Jamaica, it mm-hmm. can definitely impact us emotionally. And even though we are here and we did not experience this, and we are physically seen as physically safe at this moment, seeing our neighbor suffer can definitely stir that empathy and worry and that sense of vulnerability within you. Because seeing those pictures right now and seeing all the video footage, the drone footage of what has happened in Jamaica is definitely heart-wrenching. It's heartbreaking to see.
I mean, satellite images of a area that existed, and then the before and after shots, you know, these were thriving. Thriving tourist attractions, historic buildings, just
Montego Bay, all of those. It's heartbreaking to see.
Next question: what are some of the forms of support we can lend from afar?
Right, so we may not always be on the ground, but meaningful support is absolutely possible, and we can definitely support in our own way. So there are different organizations right now that you can donate towards the cause. Additionally, I want to emphasize sharing the accurate information, mm-hmm. responsible information, because it's easy to share and spread fake news. And I mean, we're in Trinidad and Tobago, we've seen that. Mm-hmm. So verified information is important from the credible resources. Additionally, I think emotional support is so crucial here. If it is someone, you have a friend or a family member, reach out to them. They definitely need that support and pick me up at this moment. And lastly, dropout centers. In Trinidad and Tobago, our government recently launched a national relief drive to assist Jamaica. So I do encourage persons, get on board, visit your nearest regional corporations, and they would guide you as to how to assist, because definitely Jamaica needs our support at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, in my last interviews, the person gave a link as well, which I will give after the interview. So for those who are willing to get in and help from afar, as we just talked about, we'll give you the info as to how to do that. How can we be prepared if a natural disaster strikes? Have an action plan in advance, emergency kit, go-to bag. Yeah, how can we be prepared?
So just as what you mentioned, preparation is about planning and reducing the risk. And that in turn can help relieve anxiety. Mm-hmm. Now, there are practical steps. Have an action plan, as you mentioned, for your family. Know the systems in place that you can carry about in case of an emergency. Build an emergency kit. We always talk about that. It's something that we should get accustomed doing, mm-hmm. having non-perishable food items, flashlight, batteries, medications, important documents, close hands so it's easily accessible. And most importantly, stay informed. Again, mm-hmm. When it comes to sharing information, get the credible resources, get the credible numbers to contact in case of an emergency, and know your neighborhood. For example, know the flooding zones, the landslide areas of a storm surge risk. It's important to be aware of your environment and your surrounding. So in return, that yes, being prepared doesn't guarantee zero stress. Mm-hmm. But it can significantly reduce that fear and anxiety that we may experience at that given moment.
Mm-hmm. And finally, how can individuals and families rebuild a sense of safety and normalcy even when everything seems disrupted?
Right. So I would say that recovery is both practical and emotional. And what do I mean by that? Simple things by starting to rebuild a routine is important. So ensuring that you schedule sleep, you have your regular meals, you connect with supportive family and friends. As I mentioned earlier, your support system is crucial and it contributes to sound emotional health. So stay connected. And if it is you struggle, please know that you're not alone. Seeking professional help during this time is important. We do have the Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists, which is a list of registered and qualified psychologists throughout Trinidad and Tobago. Reach out to a psychologist. Reach out to someone you trust. We are here to support you through your times of difficulties.
Mm-hmm. And it's always better to ask for help rather than... keeping it...
Asking for help, you know, sometimes we think asking for help is a sign of weakness, but it's not. It's a sign of strength and wisdom, and it's a reminder that you're not alone. We're in this together. And know that there are people in your life and systems in place to help you and support you through your challenges.
Ms. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time for another edition of Mind Matters, and good vibrations to Jamaica as well. Yeah?
Yes, yes. It's such a pleasure, and do have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.